We're joined here today with Glenn Berry, Database Architect with NewsGator Technologies. Glenn, why don't you take a minute and share a little bit of background information on yourself, what you do for NewsGator Technologies, and what your specific role is.
Sure. My name's Glenn Berry. I'm a database architect with NewsGator Technologies. I'm also a SQL Server MVP for the past 3 years. NewsGator is an RSS platform company, and we also do a lot of Enterprise 2.0 and social media work with SharePoint. What I actually do is I've been managing our online presence for the last several years. So we have clients like FeedDemon and NetNewsWire and NewsGator Online, and we also expose XML web services that are consumed by big companies. So I've been doing that, and also our enterprise side of the house uses all Microsoft technologies. So I'm starting to do more work in that area right now.
So what kind of situations warrant a company basically saying to NewsGator, hey, listen, I need you to engage a little bit more with us here. We'd like to bring you in and facilitate some of the work that we're doing here. What's the relationship there?
Well, a lot of companies are trying to get around having to just push data out with email. And so they're using RSS as a means of having people subscribe to RSS feeds and have information pushed out that way to all their employees. So what we do is we sell a solution that lives behind the firewall at a customer's site where they can accumulate all this information and share it around really easily and to get a lot of collaboration benefit. That's what our social sites product does.
Very good. And what's the technology behind all this? What are you using today to basically run your solutions?
Well, for social sites, we're using SQL Server 2005, soon to be 2008, and we're using SharePoint 2007, soon to be 2010. And then we're using all Microsoft C-sharp, .NET Framework 3.5 in the middle tier, and a lot of Silverlight for the client also.
So are your customers specifically asking for these technologies, or are you finding a greater demand today for those technologies by your customers, or do you see it as largely the newer technologies are bringing greater benefit to the solution and the capabilities that you can bring to your customer base, or are you seeing both?
Well, a little bit of both. I mean, right now I think SharePoint 2007 out of the box is a little bit hard to work with for some customers. So we build on what functionality is there and just make it a lot better for social collaboration and enterprise computing.
Okay. And you've been a partner for a number of years. How many years, roughly?
Well, NewsGator's been around about almost 6 years now, and we're a managed ISV partner, gold partner on top of that. So.
And what do you think of the partner relationship? As a managed partner, you receive a little bit of quite a bit of additional attention from a partner account manager specifically. What do you see as the advantage of being a partner with Microsoft?
Well, initially when we were smaller, you know, the software licenses was very valuable, but as we've gotten bigger, the training and just the contact within Microsoft, you know, access to early builds and the ability to get things escalated if we have any kind of issues and ability to talk to the development teams for the SharePoint and SQL Server products, for example. Those are all very valuable benefits we get out of partnership.
It was a destination that you sought out. You started out within the partner relationship at more of an entry-level position, but your company aggressively sought out moving into that managed ISV space specifically for the benefits that you just mentioned.
Exactly. It's been very valuable for us.
And you yourself, you're a SQL MVP, and you've been a SQL MVP for, 3 years now?
Right.
And what can you tell to others who aspire to be MVPs? What's the greatest benefit you get out of it?
Well, being an MVP gets you a lot more visibility within the industry, and it gets you access, again, to the development team. And just, I don't know, it's sort of a measure of respect within the industry to get the MVP and maintain it over time.
Do you find that to be a benefit to your company specifically? Do they tout that special recognition, that distinction?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, they've touted me a little bit in some of their press releases. I've written a few chapters for a book that just came out, SQL Server MVP Deep Dives with a bunch of other MVPs. So, yeah, they definitely will use the fact that I'm an MVP. And we have another MVP, Dan Larson, a SharePoint MVP working at NewsGator. So that's pretty unusual to have two MVPs at a small company.
And you're using SharePoint internally within the company today as well?
Yeah, we run our own product internally to sort of dog food it. So we definitely use it.
So you've been a SharePoint user for a couple generations of the product. You're looking forward to the next release on the horizon, some good things coming out there?
Oh yeah, we're really looking forward to it. You know, it looks like Microsoft is pushing SQL Server 2008 R2 and SharePoint 2010 because they have some dependencies on each other. So when those come out next year, that's going to be really exciting.
Very good. What's, in addition to those technologies, anything else that you're particularly excited about in terms of technology?
Well, we've been completely on SQL Server 2008, went running on Windows Server 2008 in our online environment for, well, on SQL 2008 for almost a year because we were in the TAP program for Katmai. And then about a month ago, we switched to Windows Server 2008 beneath that. So we've gotten a lot of benefits out of that in our online environment. We use a lot of the features like data compression and backup compression, for example, and integrated full-text search. We've gotten a lot of very good benefits from that move.
And you mentioned Silverlight's part of your solution as well?
Right. We've got some things that do things like you can draw little clouds in the UI to show people's expertise in different areas in the company and show that graphically. And one of our client developers threw that together in about a week in Silverlight. And so that's going to be a new feature.
It's a fast turnaround. So we've got Silverlight 4.0 on the horizon. Any plans to move to Silverlight 4.0?
Well, I haven't heard about them. I'm more down in the engine room, you know, as far in terms of that. But I know we're planning on moving to Visual Studio 2010 when it comes out. So
very good. So what do you see at PDC 09 here today that you're most interested in pursuing? I suspect a lot more in terms of the SQL Server messaging. What other things?
Well, you know, seeing how the whole vision seems to tie together with, you know, Windows Azure services and SQL Azure services, for example. That's interesting to us. Because being a small company, we don't like to have a big physical infrastructure to maintain. So we are very interested in moving towards the cloud when it becomes more feasible. Part of the problem for us right now with V1 is just the size limit on SQL Azure of 10 gigabytes. But that should be going up, and I think, you know, we can do some engineering to get around that, to put more of our infrastructure in the cloud.
Very good. One of the last questions I have for you is, you know, we Microsoft lives day in and day out in terms of their ability to generate revenue for the company through their partners. We survive on our partner relationship. What advice do you have for others who are considering becoming a partner or who are possibly in the early stages of developing their partner relationship with Microsoft? What one piece of advice would you have for them?
Well, I mean, I think becoming a partner is definitely something you should look into, especially if you're a smaller company. There's a lot of good programs out there. I think BizSpark is one of them.
That's right, yes.
And then, of course, for students, there's DreamSpark. So the point is, it's very easy to learn Microsoft technology, and Microsoft just helps you out to do that, which makes your job easier.
Very good. Well, Glenn, I really appreciate you joining us today at PDC 09 and joining us here for this discussion. I wish you and your company the best of luck in the development of your product on our newer technologies as you move forward and a continued strong partner relationship with Microsoft.
All right.